इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू येट अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ इतिहास 2.0 द कंटेम्पररी इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस समथिंग वेरी स्पेसिफिक फॉर अ स्पेसिफिक ओकेजन एंड दैट इज वर्ल्ड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग डे, एक्चुअली मोर स्पेसिफिकली सेलिब्रेटेड एज द रेडियो डे। एंड टू डिस्कस अबाउट दिस फेनोमेना ऑफ दिस ओरिजिनल ब्रॉडकास्ट मीडियम एज वी नो ऑफ रेडियो, आई हैव अ रिकरिंग गेस्ट विथ मी ऑन द पॉडकास्ट। आई हैव विथ मी डॉक्टर उज्ज्वला बर्वे, अ मीडिया एजुकेटर, शी इज अ प्रोफेसर, शी हेड्स द जर्नलिज्म डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ पुणे, एन एक्स जर्नलिस्ट एंड ऑल्सो अ फेलो पॉडकास्टर। सो मैम, वेलकम बैक टू दिस पॉडकास्ट, इट्स ग्रेट टू हैव यू हियर। आई वॉन्ट टू टेक यू बैक टू लॉन्ग अगो, नॉट टू 1950s or 60s. Let's go back a little, somewhere around 1970s. Okay. End of 70s, yeah. Specifically, and I wish to discuss with you about two transitions of the medium, so to say. Obviously, the growing popularity of television as a medium, which had a huge impact on the popularity of radio. And then 20 years later, the arrival of private players in the radio industry, so which is something that has shaped radio to a very great extent. Till today, 20 years later again, where we are with reference to radio, and needless to say, we are eager to listen to your experiences because you have been associated with All India Radio for some time. So all yours, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much, Sneha, and great to be back here talking to you. And I must say, you introduced me as a fellow podcaster. I must admit that you are an inspiration as to why I became a podcaster. So thanks for that.
Honored.
It's very interesting that you set the timeline of our discussion at 1980s or, you know, beginning of 1980s. Mm. And that's the time when I started working on radio. I became a newsreader translator in 1983. Mm. That was a time when working on radio was considered as a great honor.
Right.
Great accomplishment. It was like, oh, you are going to be on radio.
Right.
Because though Doordarshan had arrived, of course, its penetration was very low. Mm. And moreover, it didn't have programs in the morning.
Right.
So it was not a 24-hour affair yet. And radio was hugely popular. Especially the morning news slot had a massive audience. Mm. Then I went to Delhi to work as a newsreader again in the Marathi section. So my journey from Pune to Delhi gave me more idea about the power of radio and the expanse of All India Radio,
right,
and what all it was doing. Because when I worked in the Marathi station, Marathi unit of the news services division of All India Radio, there were around 25 other language units.
Wow.
So it was like going from a small pond to a huge ocean.
Right.
Where all languages of the country and foreign languages were in the same building.
Right.
Because All India Radio also has the external services division. Mm. Yet another aspect of radio could be understood there. The way the newsroom functioned, the way its correspondents spread all over the world. For entertainment, of course, as I said, there was Vivid Bharati. Primary channel, what is referred to as A Kendra.
Right.
Even Pune has Pune A Kendra and Vivid Bharati, which was referred to as Pune Ba Kendra.
Right.
Because the very foundation of All India Radio was for education, information and entertainment.
Right.
So entertainment was secondary and it was rightfully called B Kendra.
B graded
perhaps. When I went to Delhi, some changes had started happening. In Pune, the newsreader, one single newsreader would read the entire news bulletin. But when I was working in Delhi, they had started introducing sound bites, the reporters' dispatches.
Right.
Not to a large extent, but I could see that change. And it was for quite some time. I'm primarily talking about news.
Right.
If you'd like me to talk about other programs, it was all governed by Delhi. From the head office of All India Radio, each station used to get quarterly chart that you have to have these kinds of programs over the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whom to invite to present the program was left to the local station.
Right.
But the local stations did not have much freedom in terms of the kinds of program they wanted to present. there were too many restrictions about what can be said, what cannot be said.
Right. Back then, it was a much more centralized sort of a machinery.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what I said, that the monthly chart was given
right
by the central ministry, that you have to observe these days.
Hmm.
You have to talk about this particular agenda.
Right.
So next, over next 3 months, talk about malaria, whatever.
Hmm.
Around 90s, as you know, cable television happened.
Right.
And by that time, of course, even Doordarshan had become much more popular. Like, people could afford television sets.
Right.
So from 1980s to 1990s, the evenings, of course, were taken by television. With cable television, yes, more attention was now given to television.
Right.
AIR was losing its audience only in the cities. In semi-urban areas and in rural areas, people were still dependent on radio for a number of reasons.
Right.
One of them, or the foremost, being lack of electricity.
Yes.
Isn't it? There would be long power cuts.
Yes.
And then people would be forced
yes.
to listen to All India Radio. And the next stage came around 2001 when private radio stations
right.
came in. When they were introduced, they also introduced very small FM
yes.
radio receivers.
Yes. I remember this very particularly because it was the year when I joined, when I passed my 10th standard, 2002. And I joined junior college. And I think they used to be sold at 100 rupees.
Yes.
The tiny ones.
Matchbox-like.
Matchbox-like. Yeah. And it was a craze in my fellow students to buy those
yes.
sets. And they were unanimously known as Radio Mirchi.
Yeah.
So the seller would ask you, Mirchi chahiye? So which would mean, I mean, just like
I
a
know,
photocopy got
the
Xerox.
FM receivers.
Yeah. The FM receivers had this name Mirchi.
Yes, yes.
Possibly because that was the first private station in Pune.
Exactly. That was the first station in Pune. See, that was a very smart move.
Yeah.
And radio took some, that is All India Radio took some time to catch up with the private channels.
Hmm.
It was a very smart marketing move.
Yes.
That it was on FM.
Yes.
So the clarity was better.
Right.
And FM receivers could be really, really small, as we said, like the Matchbox like. And they were sold very cheap.
Yes.
So people suddenly shifted
right.
to private radio channels or Radio Mirchi. See, people always like some change.
Hmm.
So the delivery style, the kind of programs, the kind of songs, the way RJs would speak was so different and refreshing.
Correct.
And people thought that, oh, All India Radio is all too serious.
Hmm.
Or,
and well, there was some truth in that. I mean,
there was some truth in that. Absolutely. There was truth in that. All India Radio was not quick to adapt to that change. But there was some pressure also building on All India Radio to start earning its own revenue.
Right.
To earn revenue, of course, you have to cater to the audience's tastes. So the audiences didn't want this very serious tone, very artificial tone.
Right.
They wanted people to talk to them.
Right.
Like converse with them.
Right.
Because by that time, radio was not a collective activity where the entire family would listen to radio at the same time.
Right.
Because of the headphones, because of the small transistors, it became completely individual activity.
Mm-hmm.
So to earn advertising revenue, they had to approach the local businesses.
Right.
And then the local businesses had different kinds of demands. I remember around that time, especially on Vivid Bharti, there were so many programs about song requests. It became participatory because of the phone-in mode.
Right.
With the advancement in technology, phone-ins also were possible. Mm. Even on the primary channel, they started phone-in programs, even with serious issues.
Right.
And I think that was when even All India Radio found its niche, in the sense that it's a very easy medium for the audience to participate in.
Right.
They became more approachable.
Mm.
They also started thinking of different programs. And I think more autonomy was also given.
Right.
To the local stations.
Right.
The same happened with the news also.
Hmm.
And something that was probably never ever imagined, even for news slot, they started accepting advertising. Until then, news was sacred.
Yes.
Of course, it's
yes.
not for sale.
Yes.
That slot is not for sale.
Yeah.
That's why actually the primary center or primary channel never accepted any advertising. Then the primary channel, because the audience was bigger, especially for news.
Mm.
The bulletin was supposed to start at 7:05, but 4 minutes of advertising and we would start reading the news actually at 7:09 or so. So you can imagine 4 minutes of advertising, that's a lot of revenue.
Lot of time also.
Lot of time. Because at many places, the morning newspaper is not delivered yet.
Right.
And that's why that's their best option.
Right.
To get to know what is happening around them. And especially in Maharashtra, because it's only regional news bulletin. Still, anything important that happened overnight could be included in that.
You know, now that you say it, it just struck me, and it is actually very funny that radio, at least when I was growing up, when you worked with AIR, radio was always considered as a morning medium.
Yeah.
Whereas television was always an evening medium. I don't know what's the reasoning behind.
No, the reason is very simple, that radio can be consumed while doing something else and mornings are busy. We all are busy in our chores. Mm. So, you can still consume radio.
Right.
You can still be informed.
Mm.
You can still be entertained.
Mm.
Many a times, it worked as a timekeeper. Because radio has this habit of announcing the time every 15 minutes or so. That was the reason. And Doordarshan never broadcast programs in the morning to begin with.
Yeah.
What they broadcast was school programs.
Mm.
Around 2010 or so. Lot many changes came into radio programming, and local bulletins also started, 2-minute bulletin. What they did was, earlier news was only on the primary channel.
Mm.
But over the years, they also started broadcasting news on Vivid Bharati. Because all said and done, Vivid Bharati is a music channel. More people listen to it to have probably more audience for the news.
Mm.
Then there were 5-minute news slots from Delhi, which were in Hindi. And 2-minute news slots from the local station where they give you news updates.
Right.
So, AIR has been reinventing, working, trying to be with the time.
Mm.
And that you can see in a number of programs nowadays.
Mm.
And now the news also has changed a lot. I can see that they make it an effort to package the news to sound similar to television news.
Mm.
You know, that the anchor would just read the anchor script and then there would be another voice.
Correct.
That would give, as if they are reporting from the scene, and then they would sign off so-and-so with so-and-so at Ahmednagar.
Yes.
And that makes it quite interesting because it breaks the monotony. Isn't it? You get to hear a different voice, that it lends more authenticity perhaps, and it becomes
more interactive,
more speedy also.
Yes.
I think All India Radio had got stuck in the last 10 years.
Mm.
They are marching ahead a lot.
Right.
And in the meantime, probably, people have had enough of the private channels also.
Yeah.
So the fatigue
has
set in.
Mm.
And AIR has changed its tone.
Yes.
Especially if you listen to some Vivid Bharati announcers.
Mm.
They are fantastic.
Yeah.
They are not artificial, but they are not too chirpy.
Yes.
They just have the right tone.
Correct.
And they are so well informed. AIR also has programs wherein they talk about the tweets of celebrities.
Yes.
Where they play pop music. And something very noteworthy is that, first of all, the app is there.
Yes.
And all the radio stations have a very strong presence on social media.
Yes.
Then they have Facebook pages. They have Instagram. Then they are on YouTube. As with Doordarshan News also, many a times we find that if we really want to get the basic details of a news story, go to Doordarshan.
Mm.
That is the same thing with AIR. Okay, no frills, no shouting, nothing. All India Radio, the website, now also has the scripts, news scripts.
Yes.
And that's also very useful to even small newspapers or small news organizations or digital news portals and all, that the entire script is there.
Yeah.
It has authenticity.
Mm.
Because I know for sure that the newsroom functions very well.
Right.
They don't put out any news story without having verified it.
Mm. Mm.
And that's why that works like a news agency in fact.
Yes. And you know, for AIR, they have one of the biggest advantages is that no other private player is allowed to do news.
That's true.
So, it's a monopoly.
It's a monopoly.
And I think they are doing it well.
It's a monopoly. They are doing it quite well. During the COVID times, they had a 5-minute bulletin in the morning, Corona Maharashtra.
Yes.
It was really good.
Mm.
So, it is adjusting to the changing times.
Mm.
And they also have podcasts in fact.
Yes.
They have their news bulletins in the podcast space.
Yes.
And they don't, you know, that the programs that are probably prepared for some other purpose
are being repurposed
for podcasts.
Yes.
with the app especially, what has happened is you get to listen to all radio stations on that app. Traditional radio broadcasting is the transmission is restricted to maybe 40 kilometers radius. And if I'm an Assamese living in Pune and I want to listen to Radio Guwahati, then it was not possible.
Right.
But because of the app,
that barrier is gone.
Yes. And that's why that prompts people, that allows people to access the radio in their own language. So I think it has a good future. I mean, there was a talk. There is always the talk. Does it spell the doom for radio when the private channels came?
Yes.
We started talking about that. Same happens with newspapers also.
Yes.
Because of the digital, when television came, is it the end of newspapers? When digital media came, is it the end of newspapers?
Yes.
Nothing of that sort happens. It could do better. But what it is doing now is satisfactory.
Right.
It's satisfactory. It's surviving well. It's earning its revenue. Which is a big thing. Though, of course, they are not self-sustaining yet. As time goes by and they make their organizational structure leaner, I think they would be financially more viable and sustainable. And they would do that eventually. The very fact that the Prime Minister took to radio.
Yes. Man Ki Baat
has
on radio.
Exactly. It's on radio.
Yes.
It's going on for a very long time.
Yes.
So that means that radio is not a dead medium.
I think as someone who has worked in audio medium and who is now again working in the reinvented audio space in terms of podcasting, I think if you say that it will live, we can be sort of sure that it will live.
This prediction of mine is a combination of observation and wishful thinking.
Yes, that's how it should be, you know. To sum it up, I think audio has always been something that has been very intimate, a medium. As a medium, it has been very intimate for a listener. And as you say, audio medium has a great future. I think more and more people like us who use the medium and our listeners who are listening to it, who potentially may turn into podcasters one day. I have an example in front of me. If we use it judiciously, regularly, wisely, the medium is going to survive. So I think we'll end this episode on this very positive note. And thank you so much for appearing on the podcast again. We wish everybody a very happy World Radio Day. We'll come back with few more episodes. Till then, stay tuned.